welcome to Mod Pod with Fukunaga, a podcast that celebrates the strength and pulse of the luxury market. And now, here's your host, Vanessa Fukunaga.
Welcome to another edition of Mod Pod with Fukunaga. And today's special guest is Luis Guillermo Lopez.
Hello, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm fine. Who is the, and I know you don't like me to just brag about you, but I will, the CEO of Eco of Ecosistema Organico and Madame.
Thank you so much. It's a big honor to be here. And I really appreciate the invitation. I know that you are starting this podcast, and I'm one of the first and beginning to start this kind of podcast. Is a really, really big honor for me, and I really appreciate.
No, I love having you on.
Yeah, I have this company. It's going to be 10 years in exactly 1 month.
Wow. The
July 26th is going to be 10 years. I mean, 100% in the organic food industry. And I enjoy so much the fact that I am able to produce something that is healthy for everyone, and then healthy in terms of the economy for many farmers that we work with. And I just have this passion for the food industry.
What got you started in the kind of health industry?
Well, it was a strategy, because when I started, when I studied entrepreneurship design, not design, but like creation of business creation and development. And it was exactly 10 years ago when I was analyzing which are the industries that were surviving to the big crisis from 2008. And after analyzing which were those industries, I realized that it was food industry, one of them, that it was growing even with all the adversity that we were living in the world. And then I decided, I said, okay, I will be in the food industry, but I don't know how to prepare food. I'm not a chef. I was more in the business side. And I said, I cannot open a restaurant. I cannot take the risk to start farming because it's a big risk that you can take one shot in the beginning, and if it rains bad or it doesn't rain, then you will lose everything. And the reason I started producing fertilizers is because I said, it's the beginning of the food industry that nobody sees that side of the food industry.
But it's important.
But the fertilizer, the soil plus the seed is what it makes possible to have the final product that is going to be whatever vegetable, fruit, or seeds that you are going to grow. So that's why I started as a strategy in the healthy side. And then it became a passion after visiting so many places, fair trades, shows, everything.
Like where?
And becoming, well, the most important is in Germany, in Nuremberg. It's called Biofac, and it's really, really a nice, because you have trends for the next 5 years that you will know, you will receive information, you will have everything. I have been in, now we are, mainly we started in Europe. After that, we went to the Middle East. Of course, United States and Canada became one of my first clients.
Incredible.
And South America for the fertilizer division.
Incredible. 10 years. And it, so you started it when you were
23.
Yes. Just what a normal 23-year-old starts. A global conglomerate. Now that is the Ecosistema Organico.
Organic ecosystem, exactly.
Okay. So, and then how many countries are you? So you grow, and what is the process?
We have three different divisions.
Okay.
The first one is fertilizer.
Okay.
So we do farming solutions. So we have a lot of technology to be able to create a fertilizer or a nutrient that is going to help farmers for two things. One, to solve any problem that they could have, pests, fungus, different options that you can have. And then the second is contract farming. So we use our own fertilizers. We work with families that are in 5 countries in Latin America. We grow with them. We make the transition from a normal production of corn or the most traditional staples. And we change that in order for them to be able to become organic certified. And then in order for them to have a better financial situation, growing not, I don't want to say trendy products, but what is called superfoods, that every year is coming something on trend, but also is healthy options. And we manage to do that. And then the third division is just to take those seeds and grains that is the, mostly is what I produce, and then we take them in facilities to do different small process. Mm-hmm. So we can make, for example, the quinoa seeds. What we can do with the quinoa is a pre-cook process in order for some restaurants to have them in pouch bags, mm-hmm. plastic bags like the one that you can buy in any supermarket, and they just heat it and serve it with the salads. Or we remove some parts of the sesame seeds mm-hmm. in order for some companies in the food production to do the hamburger buns, for example, without the layer that has outside the seed.
So I love that because I'm obsessed with trying to be healthy. Yes. I'm about 80% eating healthy, 20%, you know, chocolate Teddy Grahams.
Yeah. I know that.
But even the healthy stuff, it's like you don't want it pumped full of hormones, and people yes. don't realize that it starts all the way back to the fertilizer,
exactly.
to what the animals are fed or mm-hmm. how the things are produced or pesticides that are 100%. Used. So your companies are really, really, really important. And also if you're doing it in a way that is economical for farmers.
Yes.
And for companies.
Exactly.
Because otherwise they can't afford to do it. And
yes.
then how do we, I mean, you're creating jobs around mm-hmm. the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how else are they supposed to be able to do that? And then in general, you're creating a kind of a health standard and an opportunity
yes.
for people that might not otherwise be able to afford the mm-hmm. healthier versions of food
exactly.
around the world.
Yeah, and we are working constantly on being able to place a product in the supermarket that is going to be in a good price.
That's great.
Sometimes when you take these healthy products,
yeah.
and you will agree with me, you go to many countries or many cities, especially in big population cities, mm-hmm. where you will find these super luxury supermarkets selling you in very expensive prices, healthy options.
That's ridiculous.
So what we are working on, and I, if I'm not wrong, the first company to work on this, it was Germany.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, the percentage of organic ingredients in Germany is the 80% of the food industry.
Wow.
So it's very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a luxury brand
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't represent a luxury lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what everybody should have.
That is amazing.
So I found a passion on that. My passion is the business, but also the food industry. I really, really like it.
I like that. We should toast on that. And then these, so you know Frederick, obviously.
Yes.
And he is creating, and you know if he were here, he would tell me I'm butchering the name, the
okay.
Questionnaire Proust.
Okay. Okay.
And you know he would totally be making fun of me. But it's about, and I'm explaining to everybody, you know, it's the book where you fill out all of your different likes and dislikes
okay.
around, I don't know, do you prefer sweet, salty, or savory?
Okay.
Do you prefer Aston Martin, Mercedes, or Ferrari? So I know you filled one out.
Okay.
And they made you, they made us, they did it based on yours.
Wow.
The drink. So, Daniel, are you here? We're going to taste, and then we're going to try to guess to see what's in here. So, first of all, a toast to having you on, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much to you and to this podcast, because it's going
Cheers.
To be very successful.
Cheers,
salut. Salut, aquí.
Cheers.
Okay, so hold on. Let's try.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm trying to guess based on what this. You know, I don't
strong,
know my alcohol.
I like strong.
It doesn't have lemon.
It doesn't have lemon. Oh
only
man.
Only the peel.
Okay, so you're gonna have to explain what's in here.
Sí, in Spanish or
in español porque vivimos en México.
Okay, es un James Bond martini. Basically,
James Bond. Like my Ocean Blue Party.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Love.
Es un cóctel que surgió como variación de un classic martini.
Mm-hmm.
Y la diferencia es que contiene vodka, ginebra,
mm-hmm.
y de vermouth contiene Lillet Blanc, que es un poquito más dulce a lo mejor que un vermouth pues, seco, con lo que de normal sería un martini.
Okay.
Y se aromatiza con un poco de piel de limón
uh-huh.
amarillo. Y básicamente eso es, se shakea y como la garnitura se la dejas, lo aromatizas y la dejas en un lado.
Perfecto, me gusta. ¿Otra?
I hope you like it. Muchas gracias.
¿Te gusta también? Gracias.
Cheers,
this is why I told you we're sponsored also by a transportation company.
It's very important that.
Very important. Also, we are at La Boutique. And we're sponsored by La Boutique. And as you can see, look at this phenomenal background.
It's impressive.
Do we love?
It's elegant. It's nice. I have been here during the nights and the ambience and everything. I have been dancing with you, actually.
Exactly.
And it's incredible.
The salsa.
The colors, the music.
Everything. Like the lighting. We hardly have to do anything with lighting because the ambiance is so good. And
it's
Frederick
really
is kind enough to allow La Boutique to sponsor our podcast.
Where else?
That's good. Exactly. That's good. Where else are we going to go
pampered.
Global?
I'm sure that you are pampered. This place is magic. It's very, very nice.
So I brought a few props.
Okay.
Because we just went on, and I'll let the audience in on a little secret. You know, I'm out there, but I try to keep some things private. But I have to tell you now, I have to talk a little bit because you are from Morelia.
Yes.
And so I wanted to talk about Morelia and then Mexico in general.
Okay.
So I have to tell you, so we went to this boutique hotel. And walking into my room was this amazing basket full of Mexican candies and these two, what would you call them?
In Spanish, they are called los viejitos, the old men from a very traditional dance from Pátzcuaro, Michoacán. That is a very nice lake. And this, they use a custom. Because they used to be old men dancing, and they have this tradition to dance. And now they use masks, the hat with all the colors, and they do an amazing tradition every day around the lake.
So that's what we saw. So when we were there, there was actually a full-on show of musicians and dancers that actually, it's not even just having dancers. This is why I love Mexico, because it is all about telling stories about the tradition and the history of Mexico.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
I love that.
And that's why I like to call, and we remember that I always say, I'm from Morelia, the capital of the world, or the center of the universe.
Exactly.
And I say that because my hometown is full of rich culture in terms of gastronomy, in terms of music. The most important film festival of the country is being hosted in Morelia. And so many different things that maybe I was not able to take you to every place, but even around the lake where these old men come from, there are 11 small villages, and every village is magic in their own way. So they create different things, different options, and that is spectacular. I really love to be from there.
That is really nice. I love, and your mom is the one that put these baskets together for everyone. I mean, that is how kind. This is, okay, not because I got gifts, but this is why. It's not because I got gifts. It's just the idea of the generosity and the love and care of, I think, the Mexican culture. And I love it that it's multi-generational.
Yes.
I remember when I learned that with, you know, in my past life, I was married to a Latino. And I couldn't get over the fact that I love that it was like New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And we had everybody from babies to the grandmothers, all of us together in the same night. Listen, if the kids got
That's
tired,
incredible.
They're draping over the chairs. That's
exactly.
just the way it is. It's so family oriented, and it's something that I just love. And you know, I adore your family.
The family values, and they really love you, Vanessa. The family values that we have in Latin countries and in Mexico. I have friends even from Latin countries, Venezuela or from Colombia, that they say Mexico is very welcoming. And that's true. We like, cheers,
it's just
cheers again.
Exactly,
this
cheers
is a very
again.
Special
in
drink.
Miso
I have a story with this drink. Salud. They don't drink your team. They should.
No, they are not allowed.
Everything becomes better with one tequila or with one drink. Everything gets smoother. So I have a very good connection with my family and the family values that I was raised with has been always with me in my soul, and I love that, and I was so happy since actually my family and you I think that you met them 5 years ago in a New Year's Eve party. And since then, they remember you. But everybody should remember Vanessa because she's beautiful and she's sophisticated and she's amazing. So.
No, but we didn't really get a chance to talk. So that's when we met.
Yes.
And then I just felt like on this trip, I really got to know them. And now I'm going to get a little like emotional because I watch you with your family and I see like the love and care that's multi-generational, and I see how you are with me and you are with other people, and you are really like a model to the world on how to treat people.
Wow. You're going to make me cry. I mean, it's not good because then I get stuck in my throat.
But it's true.
It's so nice what you are telling me. You know, I really enjoy first being from the family from where I come from. But next, I would say that I love so much meeting people. For me, it's very important to be able to connect, to be able to see through the eyes, the soul of the person, and to speak the same language,
mm-hmm.
Not in terms of if it's English, Spanish, or French, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
More to connect in that way that mm-hmm. you don't need words to be able to speak
mm-hmm.
and to communicate. And I love that. And the fact that you realize that I'm like that and that I enjoy and that you are happy, that makes me very, very proud of the way I am, because I like to be just genuine and to be authentic, because I think that if we put masks and different things in front of us, it's more challenging to be able to find friends like we became.
No, and I love that, and I find you very inspirational. I watch you. I watch how you are with people.
Thank
you so much. You make sure that you learn somebody's name and you call them by name. I actually thought I was pretty good about treating everybody, because I think it's important. I don't care if I'm the janitor or I'm the CEO. I expect to be treated the same way with the same amount of respect.
Yes.
And I see you do that, and I find it very motivational and very inspirational. And then, you know, I do get like reflective and a little bit, jealous is not the word. It's like I'm inspired and reflective when I see you with your mom and your grandma and how they are with you, but how strong they are.
Yes.
Which I think is really interesting. And I remember at one point you told me, you know, I was having a change in my chapter of life.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me, congratulations.
Yes.
Like it takes a strong woman. And you talked about your mom. And I will never, you may not know this, but like your words have a lot of meaning and they really impacted me. I will never, ever, ever forget.
I have so much respect for words. And I remember that night we were having dinner when I tell you, congratulations. When we have a challenge or when we face a difficult situation in our life, I like to say that because we learn from everything.
Mm-hmm.
I am a person that I did negotiate my own kidnap. That it was a process that it was very challenging for me. And I think that marked myself in order, and many different things, not only that, in order to take from the negative the most positive thing,
mm-hmm.
to learn from that, and then to succeed in many different ways. But since I met you, and I have so much respect for women like you, that it's just to start from one word, that work. I live in a country that not all women work. We have women with very strong character, that they are passionate about their families,
mm-hmm.
and they work inside their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I respect a lot my grandmother.
Big
she
job.
Never worked professionally, but she raised 6 kids and she had an incredible family.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say like you, like my mom, is women, just to have one woman that is working, that is, I don't want to say even financially independent, but it's true, financially independent and with character, with personality, that impose when you arrive and you enter to a place, your beauty, everything. But it's not only, from a woman like you, it's not only how long the legs are, how the makeup was done, or how the hair was done, because that is very nice.
Uh-huh.
But the most incredible accessory that a person like you have is that incredible personality. And that's nice. That is what I respect the most, because I come from a mother that she has this strong character in order to manage her company, to do different things. And I always say that the best example that a guy can receive, even if it's your child, your brother, or a friend, is to see a woman that is strong, mm-hmm. to go through different situations. And mm-hmm. that's why I was telling you that night, congratulations, because when we face this difficult situation, it looks like a big wall, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's just a process that we have to learn and we have to go through and look at you.
Exactly. Here we are. Here we are. I don't even know if you remember or know that those words were really impactful to me, but they were.
Sometimes I don't realize that. I just speak and things come out.
So let's talk about a little bit about what else we have in the goodie box, because okay. I was literally a kid in a candy store. We went to the Museum
yes.
of Candy.
Yes.
I mean, that's my dream.
From a family from Morelia that they created a business, very nice,
oh my gosh.
And a museum. One of the most important things that we have in the city is these kind of candies, sweet things, tamarind is important. And this is a rompope that I believe that it comes from the nuns because they were doing it to sell. It's, I think that is like a creme anglaise. Mm-hmm. It's what it's called in France, mm-hmm. an English cream mm-hmm. made of the egg yolks. I think that it has a little bit of milk and sugar. Mm-hmm. And then they were putting alcohol, strong alcohol.
In there?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
And then, of course, they add flavors like cinnamon or vanilla. We will taste it. No, but and the nuns were preparing it and selling it.
Ah.
And so this family from Morelia, they created this brand and they, it's very nice what they did. They created this museum that we went, that is very funny because it's not the most luxury museum, but it's a traditional place in an old house in downtown Morelia.
I loved it.
And very colonial. And they are, remember, they are wearing this dress and mm-hmm. the outfits and everything. And they explain you the process, but it has a very interesting business side because also mm-hmm. in the world, internationally is known, my hometown, for the candies and for the tamarind and for everything that they do.
And you know what are my favorites.
Of course. Spicy and tamarind.
Spicy
is what you like.
And tamarind. Yeah. Remember, I bought a huge packet
of
these. And these I've been trying to hold back and give them away, but
okay.
these I've been totally selfish.
I know you. I know what you like.
I will not give these yes. away.
It's
By the way,
good.
When we go play golf,
yes,
I will
you
have
always
these.
Have. But it's funny that you like this because not everybody likes the tamarind.
I love.
Yeah, I don't know if it's American, if they like or not, or European. I don't remember.
I'm Japanese.
I know that you are Japanese, but a mix, so sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good for them, but it's nice.
And
it's
I good. Also brought this because it's one of the other places. I want to explore a lot of places in Mexico. And I brought this because you know where I got this.
In Chiapas.
In Chiapas.
The jaguar, no?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
And this is the one that's like Frederick City has, and then I have
okay.
the bigger one that's black.
I
did not know. And is it true Chiapas is the hometown of chia?
Yes.
Now, why don't I find a lot of chia in Chiapas?
Because, okay, the chia is endemic from... Do you want me to put it back?
Yeah, I'll put it back.
The chia is
I'll just eat
endemic.
A coconut while we're waiting. You know, it's better for me to get it out of the way. Let
exactly,
me open it.
Exactly, exactly. So the chia seeds are from Mexico, like the quinoa from Bolivia.
Uh-huh.
And...
Get it?
No, thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm still in the alcohol side.
Okay.
No.
I'm definitely going to have some coconut.
Vanessa, I'm drinking alcohol. I have to tell you something.
What?
I don't drink anymore, but nobody knows that. Not because I was an alcoholic. But I only say that I drink alcohol when I am in a situation uh-huh. that deserves it or with a person that I love. And we are having the both sides. In a situation that I love, and with the person that I love so much.
That's nice.
Normally I fake it and I put water on my cocktails, saying always it's a Vesper Martini and it's water. And people will believe
it. Oh, my God. I love it.
I'm enjoying it.
I love it. And it's James Bondy.
Yes.
I was watching a show the other day. And it was like a group of ladies. I won't tell you. All right. I'll just say it. Trashy, you know, Real Housewives. And I can't help myself. I just watch it. And two or three of the ladies were having a joke. They were saying, let's order martinis and just go bottoms up.
Okay.
They were water. And everybody else thought that it was actual martinis. And then they were texting each other saying, let's do two more. Let's do two more. It was hilarious. Yes. But I like that too, because I don't think that you always need to have alcohol.
No, especially living in Cabo and you will agree. You have so many different events every day.
Yes.
That if you keep drinking every day, and I like to be going to the gym and eating healthy and everything, that sometimes during the week I fake it and I wait until my grandma is around, or a situation like this, or Vanessa is around, or my mom, or someone like you, and I enjoy it so much.
But we love to work out.
So it's even more special.
And I love your dips. Out. How do you do those dips? Your biceps are so good.
But, you know, I have been gaining 34 pounds, I think, during the last 3 years.
Okay, well, yeah. I probably have too, but not in muscle.
I was very, very, very thin. And the doctor told me, if you don't gain weight, mm-hmm. you are going to have an accident. Hopefully not. But if you have one, you are not going to survive. So you need to gain weight. So I'm doing it for that reason.
But you work out every day?
Every day.
Uh-huh. Even on Sundays?
No, Saturdays I only do cardio. Mm-hmm. And during the weekdays, 2 hours every day. 1 hour of weight and 1 hour of cardio.
Good Lord. Even I only do an hour.
Cardio is not to die, like not cardio uh-huh. like crazy, it's just for the heart. Like
it's a muscle.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Now, Morelia, tell me, is it true it is the hometown or the traditional beginning of Dia de los Muertos?
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm obsessed.
Yes.
Obsessed.
I will say, because then if another, I'm sure that many Mexican watch your podcast, but if I said that it was only in Morelia, mm-hmm. it could be a big drama.
Okay.
But one of the most important places in Mexico of Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, mm-hmm. is Tzintzuntzan.
Okay.
And it's around the Lake of Pátzcuaro.
Okay.
Very near from the launch that we have that day that it was raining in front of the lake. Uh-huh. So it's where you have everything happening. And it's not a show. It's not something created by not even the municipal government or no one. It's the most traditional way of all the people paying tribute to the family that passed away, not only this year or last year, during whatever moment in their lives they were. And they put their favorite things. If it would be today for you, I would put this.
If I were dead, give me a bunch of meat.
Favorite cocktail that is Paralelo 28, that is super good.
Oh my God, and you know I'd have to choose the picture.
Yes, of course, of course. So they put the picture, everything. Mm-hmm. But I think that it comes from Tzintzuntzan, but it's done in all Mexico.
Uh-huh.
But the most traditional place where people from Europe, from Asia, from many places come the 1st of November is Tzintzuntzan, Michoacán.
Wow.
That is 45 minutes from my hometown.
Wow. Wow.
And where they make the inspiration for the movie Coco was in the same place between Tzintzuntzan and Santa Fe de la Laguna. That is another village.
You know, I'm basically the personal ambassador for Coco. Did I tell you
why?
That I came?
No.
I love all kids' movies.
Okay.
The minute I got back from our trip, I watched Coco 4 times.
It was the first time that you watched it?
No, okay. I'd seen it before.
You know it since before.
Oh, no,
yes.
Please, please, please. I was just like so into the moment.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they were able to place really the most important traditions for us.
I liked it because I actually thought it explained Dia de los Muertos to those that have no idea. Now, you have a lot of words that have been really meaningful to me. I actually don't know if you know some of the things that you have, and I know,
I don't know,
that you've said that are, I think words can really inspire, motivate, or hurt.
Okay.
And I think that a lot of times people don't actually realize the effect that you can have on somebody, and you don't even realize.
Yes.
Now, you have a saying where you say, if you can be anything in the world,
be kind.
Be kind.
Yes. I have even that on my Instagram because I, during these years, since I went out from university, you are with so many people and communicating and everything, and then you go out and then you start choosing friends in a way that, not because of being selective, mm-hmm. but because you are not exposed to 600 people around you in a school. And I really believe that being kind is important, because if we are kind between people, if we are nice and we respect among each other, everything flows better. And I really believe, actually, these words, it didn't come from me, but it was a description of a friend mm-hmm. that gave it to me. And he said, you are so kind that you should say that if you can be everything, be kind.
I love it.
And I say, wow, this is nice. He even put it on my Instagram. He said, you have to put this because it describes you. I don't know if it describes you. I would find very pretentious to talk about me, but I really think that is something really, really nice.
No, I think it's important. And I think that if you do the right things and you are kind, you're successful mm-hmm. in your personal life, you're successful in business, because if you're kind to the people and the team that work around you, it will all come back. And I would never treat somebody the way I would want, only treat somebody the way I would want to be treated.
Yes.
I don't care who you are or what you do.
Yes.
And sometimes
And sometimes we are in situations where people believe that there are levels in society, in profession, in whatever. But as you said, to treat the people good, to speak mm-hmm. by their names, mm-hmm. to call them in a nice way and everything is what makes the world better. No, I always say that just to be kind and to sleep 9 hours every night, the world is going to be better. I think so. But I love that because it's something that I embraced in my life in a natural way, mm-hmm. learning that more kind I am with people, better I can live.
Mm-hmm. But I see you're also kind in your daily life, but also you're very kind and generous in your work life.
Yes.
Tell me about some of the things, and I know you don't want to brag, so it's not bragging, but tell me about some of the things that you've done to help lift up or lend a helping hand to other people or other companies, because I think that's really important.
When I started my company, one client from Canada, in the organic food industry, is something interesting that everybody wants to track everything in the process. Mm-hmm. So you can buy a box of cereal and you have a QR code, you will scan it and you can see all the ingredients, where they come from, you know, how people can be like that into the details.
Yeah.
And then a client came and said, like, we want to do some videos with your farmers.
Oh, I like
that.
To
interview them to know how is their life. So from there I learned, and we decided that it was not part of a certification, but we decided not to own more than the 80% of our fields. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we don't even own 5% because we grow in big spaces. Mm-hmm. But then we are able to allow people, farmers and families, that they have 4 acres, 5 acres in average per mm-hmm. family, and so they grow, we help them, and then we help them in the giving them financial classes to be able to learn and to become better.
Because I don't know about you, mm-hmm. but I know there are certain moments and certain people in my life that have completely changed the trajectory of my life. And I would not be where I am today if it were not for the helping hand of some people.
Yes.
And so for you to do that for families, for farmers, for companies, I think is amazing. It's just that little bit.
It's a big impact that the world needs.
It is a big impact that the world
yes.
needs. And I hope people realize that with your companies, how you have been able to do that. Now, that's just the Ecosistema Organico. Now, tell me about Madame.
Madame.
Sounds very fancy.
Madame is a brand that we created. I created because when I came to live to Cabo,
yes.
I stopped being the director of my company and I remained as the president.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little bit bored, not having an impact. I was not able to visit farms.
Mm-hmm.
I was not able to do many things that I used to work in commercial terms and mm-hmm. many things. And after that, I started saying, okay, what can I do? And I say, in Cabo, one of my passions in business, because my passion, of course, is in the food industry, but
mm-hmm.
my biggest passion is the business.
Mm-hmm.
And the business model, that is the way a company is going to have income,
mm-hmm.
is my specialty.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, so you're going to help Mod Pod?
As much as you want and as much as I can, I will do it. And the business model is very interesting because it's really what gives you the way to get income and
mm-hmm.
to understand your business in a different
mm-hmm.
way. And I think that it was 4 years ago, after the wedding of a cousin, that I sent her a lot of orchids as a gift for the decoration and everything. I realized that in Cabo, the flowers don't last more than 4 days because
sure.
of the weather during the summertime, that our summer is like really, really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And also that people were paying good amount for mm-hmm. those 2 days or 3 days. And I said, okay, what can I do to change this kind of business just in Cabo and then maybe to replicate in another place?
Mm-hmm.
And what we started doing was to renting orchids and renting flower arrangements for one dinner, for 1 week, for a stay in a house or in a hotel, or for a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, because of COVID time, the company is in pause
mm-hmm.
here in Cabo. I was able to sell 2 branches in other countries that doesn't belong to me,
mm-hmm.
but the business model is replicating. And it was funny. It has been very, very funny because people, hotels, and guests are able to have all the time flowers with good quality. We take care of them.
Uh-huh.
And then we just replace it and it just keep going like that.
Because
it was
you do
more
all
like
the
a
maintenance.
Hobby side business.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, we do all the maintenance.
You know orchids are my signature flower.
I know.
I
know
love
yes.
orchids.
Yes. I have seen even blue orchids in your events.
I know. For ocean blue.
Yes, of course.
Now, I have a couple more things that I thought I would bring.
Okay.
Do you remember these?
This is the first time that I have been in a place, conference interview, whatever, that I don't know what it's going to be.
Exactly. I like surprises. Do you remember these?
Yes.
From
yes.
Morelia?
Our dinner party.
Our dinner party.
I love it. But you are crazy, Vanessa. And when you are with some friends, you get more crazy, and that is incredible.
But it's fun.
Yes.
Don't you think life should be fun?
Life should be fun.
I mean, always.
We should enjoy all the time, all our day by day, and having fun and making the production of our life in a fun way.
I love that. Because
yes.
we are the controllers of our lives.
We
and if we can do it for
lives.
Ourselves,
yes.
and we can do it for other people, but I
of
love
course,
it. A little maraca.
These are incredible. These are from Pátzcuaro, no? Actually, the same from...
Exactly!
Yeah, I remember.
Exactly!
But you bought all this as a surprise. I remember that night, yes.
Now, for the next... You've done so much in your life at such a young age.
Not so much.
What do you think your next goals are in the next 5 or 10 years, business-wise?
Okay, business-wise. That's nice, because during the last 5 years, I have been focusing my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out from the closet and being more my side. In the next 5 years, I think that professionally, we want to expand the brand. We want to change in the trading side, mm-hmm. China is representing very, very, very big, I don't know how to describe, because it's a challenge from one side, but an opportunity in the other side. We have been growing so much. Mm-hmm. So we want to focus on remaining, okay, keeping the organic side, mm-hmm. but with our clients, making more, a better communication with them and creating different products to go directly with the consumer. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we are a business-to-business company, and mm-hmm. only in two countries, we are a business-to-consumer company. Mm-hmm. As much as I will be able to arrive in a supermarket, mm-hmm. to put my product where you can go and buy it, or online, buying my product, I will do two things. Mm-hmm. To make for all the farmers to do more money.
That's great.
Because of our fair trade program. So yeah. we don't change the prices because of the international price for in one side. And in the other side, in order for you to pay less for that product. Uh-huh. So we will be able to work in order to grow ingredients, to process those ingredients, to put it in the supermarket or in the online webpage of many platforms, mm-hmm. because we don't have our own platform. And then for you to buy it cheaper, mm-hmm. with the best quality, giving the possibility to a farmer to have more money of what he has been doing during the last years. That is my challenge for the next years. Mm-hmm. It's easier every time because of social media. Mm-hmm. There are different platforms that are helping. In every country is different available options. Mm-hmm. But in general, it's the same. It's mm-hmm. just to set your mind in order to present that product.
But I like that because your focus is on the long-term goal. And if you, you know, they say a high tide raises all boats.
Yes.
So if you can bring everybody up.
Yes.
I think that's just it's just a different thought process. Not everybody is as kind and as generous in their business dealings as you are.
So I think appreciate that's so much that you are
it's
saying.
It's true,
that.
Though. It's true.
Maybe it's part of my generation. I don't know, but I like to think about everyone.
Uh-huh.
I like to. I'm in the capitalistic side, but I am very near from kids that they only eat one time per day. And so I can see both faces. Mm-hmm. The side of the big cities consuming luxury food. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the same industry that allows me to be helping and supporting different foundations in order to give food to these kids that they are the kids of the farmers. So we are trying to merge in order for you almost buying directly from the farm, mm-hmm. and helping to do that process, simplifying. Mm-hmm. And making it better with the same quality.
That's amazing. Now, from a personal standpoint,
okay,
where do you see yourself traveling, or what kinds of things would you like to do in the next 5 or 10 years?
If COVID allows us?
If COVID allows you.
Well, I love to travel. Uh-huh. I am very fortunate to have a wonderful personal relationship with my boyfriend, Frederick, and is someone that I love so much and that I never imagined that I was going to be able to find someone in my life with such an impact in me and to learn so much from someone. And I think that for the next 5 years, we are already 6 years. Our relationship has been growing during the last 6 years. And I think that he's older than me, as you know, and we are experiencing and traveling to places that he has been already there, but seeing the same place through my eyes is what mm-hmm. we describe. Because one day he was saying me, I know where to go and what to do and this in this and this and these countries. And I say, no. We are going to go to the place and you are going to come back, but now with me through my eyes to discover it again.
Yeah.
So I like to do that. And after COVID and after we are able to travel, the first thing that we will do is to visit his family, uh-huh. because for the last 2 years we didn't visit them. And after that, exploring everywhere, no limits.
I love that. But you both come from really well-rounded and loving families too. I think that also makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I really do. Because I see yes. both of you with your families.
The way you grow and the way you were raised mm-hmm. is going to impact later in your life. And in
now,
relationship.
Tonight, mm-hmm. after our golf game, what three things would you look back on and be grateful for today?
That I love that you are asking me that, because every night before sleeping, I ask myself if I was a successful person. Uh-huh. And to be successful every night, every day, I say, if I give my best with my friends, with my work, with my family, with my partner, and in my profession. And I think that the most important is going to be, well, today I received calls from my grandma, from my family, saying thank you because I organized for them to have the vaccine and everything. Mm-hmm. That made me feel today very special. I'm going to look back also to...
I love that.
The last years of how I have been preparing the summers. Mm-hmm. The kids of Frederick are coming for the summer. Mm-hmm. And I like to prepare everything with details for them to have a good experience.
You have no clue the level of detail. When you say details, you have no idea, all the way down to the shape and the quality of ice cubes. But go ahead. It is detail to no end.
Yeah,
yes.
So I say that to be able to understand the future, you need to understand the past to know the future. Mm-hmm. So I will be grateful for my family, for my love, and for my friends.
That's nice.
And I will work for my work.
That's
but
nice.
Grateful for what I have in my very, very personal life, because that's it's the most important.
Love. Now, on that note, we're going to end it with our secret special golf balls. We totally invented these.
Yes.
Because you know we're the only ones that use them.
Yes.
And this is what we were talking about. I know everybody's dying. So we're going to use them tonight because it on holes probably 16, 17, and 18.
Yes.
But you have to see because we lost one of yours.
Choose a color.
Choose. Are you going to bounce it?
Yes.
Okay. I sense orange.
Pink.
Pink. Okay, do another
one.
Do another one.
Okay, we need to find the blue for ocean blue. White.
Oh, okay.
I love these balls.
I do too.
Let me try this one.
These are the best never know what they are until you hit them.
But which one do you want, the blue one?
I want the blue for ocean blue.
And it's the first time that we lost, I remember.
I know. I didn't lose it. Well, I lost it, but you found it. And then Jaime lost the real one.
Yes.
Okay. Can you get it?
I think so. Yeah. It's good.
Okay.
The ocean blue.
There we go. Ocean blue. Okay. And the last one, we'll just do the one last one. I think yellow.
Yes,
orange.
I love them all. But this one is the most important.
Exactly. So we'll be using those tonight.
We will use them, yes.
Thank you so much for being a part of this. This was incredible. And thank you for sharing so much of your personal life with me.
It's a big pleasure. Thank you. And I wish you the best for this podcast.
Thank you.
The best in your life.
Thank you.
Health, love, everything.
Thank you. And thank you for being such a dear friend to me.
I really
appreciate that.
I appreciate even more.
And thank you to everyone. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Love.
Thanks for listening to ModPod with Fukunaga. Follow the episodes on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and many more.